নিতাই গৌর হরি বোল হরি বোল হরি বোল নিতাই গৌর হরি বোল হরি নাম সংকীর্তন কি শ্রীমদ ভাগবত মহাপুরাণ কি শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে রিডিং ফ্রম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ফোর্থ ক্যান্টো 29 চ্যাপ্টার ভার্স নম্বর 66 বিফোর দ্যাট উইল অফার প্রেয়ার্স ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय फोर्थ कैंटो 29 चैप्टर वर्स 66 मन एव मनुष्यस्य पूर्वरूपाणि शंसति ভবিষ্যশ্চ ভদ্রম তে ভবিষ্যস্তস্থ ভদ্রম তে তথৈব ন ভবিষ্যতঃ মন এব মনুষ্যস্য পূর্বরূপাণি শংসতি ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে তথৈব ন ভবিষ্যতঃ মন এব মনুষ্যস্য পূর্বরূপাণি শংসতি ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে তথৈব ন ভবিষ্যতঃ এনিওয়ান উড লাইক টু রিসাইট মন এব মনুষ্যস্য পূর্বরূপাণি শংসতি ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে তথৈব ন ভবিষ্যতঃ মন এব মনুষ্যস্য ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে ন ভবিষ্যতঃ পূর্বরূপাণি শংসতি ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে তথৈব ন ভবিষ্যতঃ মাতাজি পূর্বরূপাণি শংসতি ভবিষ্যস্তস্য ভদ্রম তে ন ভবিষ্যতঃ মনঃ द माइंड एव सर्टनली मनुष्यस्य ऑफ अ मैन पूर्व पास्ट रूपाणि फॉर्म्स शम्सति इंडिकेट्स भविष्यतः ऑफ वन हु विल टेक बर्थ च ऑल्सो भद्रम गुड फॉर्च्यून ते अंटू यू तथा तस एव सर्टनली न नॉट भविष्यतः ऑफ वन हु विल टेक बर्थ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O King, all good fortune unto you. The mind is a cause of living entities attaining a certain type of body in accordance with his association with the material nature. According to one's mental composition, one can understand what the living entity was in his past life, as well as what kind of body he will have in the future. Thus, the mind indicates the past and the future bodies. Purport. The mind is an index of information about one's past and future lives. If a man is a devotee of a Lord, he cultivated devotional service in his previous life. Similarly, if one's mind is criminal, he was criminal in his last life. In the same way, according to the mind, we can understand what will happen in the future life. In Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter 18th verse, it is said, Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasaha Jaganya gunavrittistha adho gacchanti tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets, and those in the mode of passion live in the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. If a person is in the mode of goodness, his mental activities will promote him to a higher planetary system. Similarly, if he has a low mentality, his future life will be most abominable. The lives of a living entity in both the past and future are indicated by the mental condition. Narad Muni is herein offering the king blessings of all good fortune so that the king will not desire anything or make plans for sense gratification. The king was engaged in fruitive ritualistic ceremonies because he hoped to get a better life in the future. Narad Muni desired him to give up all mental concoctions. As explained before, all bodies in the heavenly planets and hellish planets arise from mental concoctions, and the sufferings and enjoyments of material life are simply on the mental platform. They take place on the chariot of a mind, Manoratha. It is therefore said, Yasya asti bhaktir bhagavati yakinchana Sarveir gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sati dhavato bahi. One who has unflinching devotion for the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods. But one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. The last paragraph. Unless one becomes a devotee of a Lord, or becomes fully Krishna conscious, he will certainly hover on the mental platform and be promoted and degraded in different types of bodies. All qualities that are considered good according to the material estimation actually has no value, because these so-called good qualities will not save a person from the cycle of birth and death. The conclusion is that one should be without mental desire, that is Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.167. One should be fully free from material desires, philosophical speculation and fruitive activity. The best course for a human being is to favorably accept the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of human life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakham Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradrushe Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And let's begin the last day of this calendar year by sufficiently glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. And at the same time, we are at the beautiful section of this Grantharaj Bhagavatam, which is said that the king of all scriptures. So we have assembled here to glorify, and we are at the midst of the section wherein one of the Mahajan, who is Narad Muni, preaching to Prachina Varishad. So you know, sometimes we say certain stories to, or rather we read some stories, and during the course of reading stories, or you know, during narrating to someone, sometimes the person indirectly understands what is a message for him. So here Narad Muni has narrated the entire, you know, like the Puranjan story. But he was not able to understand, like, what is the message for me. So in this chapter we will see here that in detail each and every thing he's explaining here. In this verse number 66, he's practically explaining the state where you are in. Like, you know, it said in the translation, the mind is a cause of living entities attaining a certain type of body in accordance with its association with the material nature. So the way, like suppose in the purport it's mentioned that if someone is practically in the mode of ignorance all the time, that means that in the past life he was in certain type of ignorance. And whereas when we see devotees or those personalities who are in mode of goodness, then obviously there was he would have gathered certain amount of sukriti in his past life, because of which he has received a human body, he has received a good association, he has received good intelligence. So here in purport also, Prabhupada mentions that the reference verse from Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 18th verse. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward. So Hindi mein bolte na, jaisa karoge sang, vaisa chadega rang. So it's like, since Govardhan equally the number of visitors and, the amount of visitors and the category of visitors we interact, sometimes some people from rural areas, when they come, they are practically engrossed into the meat eating. So when we say, it's like four regulative principles and, it's like they are the four pillars of Dharma you should follow. Practically, they are not able to correlate sometimes. Some sections of people. So one time, one of the villagers came here and we were discussing few things. Just like here. Then one of them asked, yes, it's not bad to have fish. It's not wrong. What is wrong? Because finally, they are meant to be eaten. So then I just thought, yes, so don't feel bad when the fish is, when you remove it from water and when it is literally trying to save his life. He said, no, we don't feel bad. Then we went on discussion, about the two, three animals like that. Then when the ghastly nature of the boar, what we call pig, right? The hog, yeah. So hog is one of the animal which is very difficult to kill. I mean, when the flesh is kept, when the hog is killed, and when the flesh is kept, the flesh also, starts like what you called. Yeah, so the flesh also has consciousness. So then when that discussion went, it was like so graphic. When you kill a hog, minimum 20 liters of stool comes out. So why we are discussing here is, sometimes to awaken the goodness within a person, some discussion are necessary. So here, often when we say that, when you are situated in the mode of goodness, you go to higher planetary systems. When you are situated in the mode of passion, that is earthly planets, we say that these are all scriptural things, may not be relevant in this modern context. But Prabhupada has given us this wealth in the form of purports, which are really relevant at each and every part of our life. The thing is, we have to be in association, and here in this association of devotees, then we can get the proper intelligence to apply it. Like, you know, let's say mind, you know, mind, above mind is the intelligence, and below mind is the senses. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj always quotes that the nature of the mind is to always being dragged by the senses. You know, I like this, I don't like this. You know, the nature of the mind is to speculate. Like, you know, yesterday Shivanand Shyam Prabhu also nicely narrated that the nature of the mind is thinking, feeling and willing. So what happens is when it is dragged by the senses, then all the time thinking, feeling and willing. But when the intelligence is being properly fed with the Shastric words, with the words of the spiritual master, with the words of the guru, then that intelligence can drive the mind in proper direction. And when the mind is fed with proper mode of goodness, when the intelligence is being fed with proper mode of goodness, then it can channelize the mind in the proper direction. So today we will discuss 66th verse, 66, 67 and 68, and then we will discuss one of the pastime from Vrindavan, which has a very beautiful lessons with respect to the mind, how we can train our mind. Text number 67, we will directly read the translation. Someone can read the translation, please. So here Prabhupada mentions that, you know, sometimes in a dream we see like during that daytime we see gold, and at sometimes we see mountain. So in the dream the gold and the mountain both combines. So it said according to the time and circumstance they combine, so that in dreams we see something wonderful that we have never experienced. So when that thing happened in this life, so there could be some circumstances or some situations we may have experienced in last life also, and which may, like, you know, sometimes here Prabhupada mentions that sometimes some people see in dream that they are flying, which they have not experienced in this life at all. So in a dream under illusion, we combine these separate factors. In this way, we are able to see the golden mountains or stars during the day. Din mein bhi tare dikhte hain. So the conclusions are that these are all mental concoctions, although they have actually been experienced in different circumstances. And they have simply combined together in a dream, and this is further explained in this 68th verse. So 68th verse is the last verse we will discuss in this. Okay, can someone read this translation? Yeah, so mind of a living entity continues to exist in various gross bodies. So it's like the impression, whatever impression the mind has been accepting, those impression he tries to access at all the times. And here in this purport, Prabhupada mentions the activity of a living entity in a body of a dog may be experienced in the mind of a different body also. Suppose if one is in his previous life, let's say if a person has an animal body, and the next life if he has received the human body, then he will be more more entertained in eating the you know, the meat and this non-vegetarian items. So therefore, those activities appear never to have been heard or seen. The mind contains, although the mind continues, although the body changes. So it's like the last purport we heard, that these impressions, the mind can experience of the same life as well as those impressions which he has experienced in past life also. Like even in this lifespan, we can sometimes experience the dreams of our childhood also. Like it is said that the body changes every 7 years. So the mind which has experienced in the childhood, still he's aware of that. So although such incidents now appear strange, it is to be understood that they are recorded in the mind. Because of this, they become visible in dreams. And then the transmigration of a soul, when the body leaves, that is, a transmigration of a soul is caused by the subtle body, which is the storehouse of all kinds of material desires. So unless one is fully absorbed in Krishna conscious, material desires will come and go. That is the nature of the mind, which is thinking, feeling and willing. As long as the mind is not engaged in the meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind will desire so many material enjoyments. And sensual images are recorded in the mind in chronological order, and they become manifest one after another. Therefore, the living entity has to accept one body after another. The mind plans material enjoyment, and the gross body serves as an instrument to realize such desires and plans. So like we discussed, you know, if the mind here, the mind when it is planning sensual enjoyment, it is being dragged by the senses. The mind is a platform onto which all desires come and go. So therefore, here one of the Acharya Srila Narottam Das Thakur recommends that the Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariyakya Arona Karihomane Asha. So here Narottam Das Thakur advises everyone to stick to the principle of carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. And one should not desire anything else. If the regulative principles ordered by the spiritual master are followed rigidly, the mind will gradually be trained to desire nothing but the service of Krishna. Such training is the perfection of life. So here in this context, once these three verses which we have heard now, that is verse number 66, 67 and 68, it has been encapsulated in one of the pastime of Vrindavan. Once what happened, you know, like in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys would always have a fun time with Krishna. So once they were, sometimes they would have a good lunch time. Wherein we could hear the famous Brahma Vimohan Leela during that pastime. Sometimes they would have many games being played. So in one of the pastime wherein the cowherd boys and Krishna would play games near at one of the place which is called as Kamyavan. So in this game they categorize themselves into three sections. Just like you know, this sometimes the kids play Chor Police ka game. So this time they were playing this this one group became the thieves, one group became the lambs, and the third group became the constables or the police, you can say. So what happened is then the role of thieves is to steal the lambs, and the role of the constables is to catch the thieves. So this was simple game. So now in this game, what used to happen is, so here, one of the demon who was so mystic, his name was Hope. Any guess of this demon? Who was that demon? Vyomasur. So this demon was so mystical that, you know, he made his appearance in such a way that exactly same as one of the gopas. And he went inside and he played a role of thief. So he was so mystical that even gopas were not able to recognize him. So in this game, what happened is he was to steal one after the another lambs, or rather one of the gopas, and what he used to do is there is one cave where he used to put inside those lambs or those gopas, and he used to take a big rock and cover it so that they would not come out. So this continued, and after some time, Krishna was in a group of constable. So like he used to catch some of the thieves, and but here he could sense that, yes, because since he's all pervading Lord, and as a Paramatma, he could know that, yes, there is this crooked demon has entered here. So now he could sense, now he caught him. So when he caught him, the immediate response of the demon was, so here very beautifully lessons which Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj quotes here, that you know, immediately as soon as Vyomasura was caught, Vyomasura was aware of Krishna's position being Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he didn't surrender immediately. What he did is, when Krishna was trying to catch him, he started growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, yes, as usual, Krishna caught hold of him and immediately killed him in one shot. So from this pastime, there are various lessons at every stage. And in connection to this section wherein Narad Muni is narrating here, that what is the nature of mind? So Prabhupada has, as he mentions here, so when the mind associates with the material nature, it is getting dragged down. So the enemy of the mind, so the Vyomasura is compared to the enemy of the mind. So Vyomasura was compared to the enemy of the mind. So often when we say, you know, ki yes, mind is our enemy or friend. But when it is in right consciousness, when it is in right association, it can create many wonders. But when it is in wrong association, it will wonder what has happened. So here, Vyomasura is compared to the enemy of the mind. So here the gopas trusted Vyomasura to be as among one of the cowherd boys, because they were not aware. So similarly, Maharaj was mentioning that at every moment we should be conscious of our activities, in which direction our mind is going. So here Vyomasura is compared to the enemy of the mind. And when those thieves, like when Vyomasura was catching those gopas who were playing the role of a thief and were putting into the cave, So it is like when we trust our mind, when we trust our enemy to be our friend, then what we will do is the same mind will catch us and put it into the ignorance, into the cave of ignorance. And that's how, when we have trusted this material world to be our savior, when one trusts to this material world of darkness, of ignorance, to be the savior, then this enemy of mind will keep us into the darkness of ignorance. So what is the solution? Now as soon as those lambs were trapped into the ignorance of the cave, then they started intensely praying to Krishna for the protection. When those gopas started praying to Krishna, then Krishna protected them by killing Vyomasura by at once, at just by one hit. So similarly, when a living entity is into the darkness of ignorance, he can take shelter of Krishna by praying to Krishna. Then Krishna can save that living entity from the darkness of ignorance. He has that full potential to remove that rock which has been blocking since time immemorial. And once that block is removed, that rock is removed, then he can come out of the darkness of ignorance. And then what's that? Then once he has come out from that darkness of ignorance of this material world, then he can eternally play with Krishna. He can eternally perform in the pastimes of Krishna. Now here Maharaj also mentions very, very wonderful, now this is what Krishna is offering to all of us. But you know, sometimes what happens, we are aware that this material world is a darkness of ignorance. We have to come out of this. But as soon as Vyomasura was caught, he was not accepting, he was not surrendering. So as soon as we become aware that such and such situation is not appropriate for my spiritual life, so the solution is immediately surrender to Krishna. But no. Our false ego becomes so big like Vyomasur. That it doesn't surrender to Krishna. It doesn't surrender to the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. It doesn't surrender unto the instruction of Shastras. And at regular intervals, he start giving justification. Suppose, like when we are in association, sometimes some people say, Prabhu or Mataji, you are some mistakes are going on. I think this is not the right way to do. When we are in certain services, some people gives us feedback that they, if we can do like this, it will be good. But when we are attached to our thoughts, when we are attached to our false ego, then immediate response is we start giving justification. So here, just like Vyomasur became so big, our false ego becomes so big that we don't surrender onto the instructions of spiritual master. Because in the sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the sections of Gita, by the words of spiritual master, at repeated interval we are reminded that what are the good thoughts which can be fed to the intelligence, so that the intelligence becomes strong and it can drive the mind in the right direction. And when the intelligence becomes strong, then the mind can become the best friend. And how intelligence can become strong? By catching hold on to the instructions of spiritual master, by catching hold on to the instructions of devotees, by catching hold on to the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that the torchlight is always visible, that in which direction we want to move. And in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, or in this age wherein everyone has less time, you know, like Bhagavatam mentions, prayena alpa ayushah sabhya kalo asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upatrita. We have very less time, less strength. Everything is less, but the false ego is so strong. Like Vyomasur, the false ego is so strong that it doesn't accept the instructions of spiritual master. And one of the simplest method which Shastras recommend, that even if we don't have time to go through such lengthy scriptures, but at least we should have the constant shelter of the holy name, which just before 500 years ago, just, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this Kali Yuga to give the wealth of the holy name. That wealth which was available during Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, that wealth which was being distributed by Krishna 5,000 years ago, that same wealth Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this world just 500 years ago, and that is very simply available to each and everyone. That wealth which was available only to the confidential associates of the Lord during Krishna's pastimes, the same wealth is available in the form of holy name to each and every one of us. And that is the Mahamantra, which is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But the only challenge is, just like Narad Muni, here he is giving instructions that we have to train our mind in such a way that it can become our best friend. And that is possible by accepting onto the instructions of spiritual master in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna. So today we discussed from the section of 4th canto, 29th chapter, 66, 67 and 68 verse. That is how the mind access the various impressions, not only from this life, but also from the past life. And then we went on discussing one of the pastimes of Vrindavan at Kamyavan, wherein the demon named Vyomasur, how the instructions for the mind can be learned from these pastimes, that the mind can become the best friend and an enemy also, but when he takes wrong association, then it becomes enemy. But when it catch hold onto the good association or the good instructions of spiritual master, he can become the best friend. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If anyone have any suggestions, any comments, can please add into this. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, I have, it's a just small 1 minute audio which Srila Prabhupada has very, very earnestly appealed to each one of us, which I thought I would share, and personally I can apply into my life, so that at least in this life I can remind myself that 1 minute clip at all the time.
Jimang Bhaktya Prasich. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. what you have got, what is your value, and what is the value of your things. There is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I have brought this thing for you. Please take it. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Should we play again?
According to Wikipedia, the Hare Krishna mantra.
Jimaam bhaktya prasich. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got? What is your value? And what is the value of your things? There is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I am most rotten, fallen. But I have brought this thing for you. Please take it. This will be accepted. Don't be perturbed. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.